It's still more than 4 months before the presidential nominating conventions and nearly 8 months before the general election. But President Bush's reelection campaign today began airing its first radio and TV ads targeting the all-but-official Democratic nominee, John Kerry. A hastily assembled rebuttal ad by Kerry debuts tomorrow. NPR's David Wellner reports on the first volleys of a very long battle.
The Bush ads are airing in 18 states where close races are expected next fall. The hardest-hitting spot, made for both TV and radio, is called 100 Days, and it takes the political risk of asking audiences to imagine John Kerry in the White House.
A president sets his agenda for America in the first 100 days. John Kerry's plan? To pay for new government spending, raise taxes by at least $900 billion.
That ad has forced Kerry to dip into his own depleted war chest and buy TV space in 16 states for this ad, which starts airing tomorrow.
Once again, George Bush is misleading America. John Kerry has never called for a $900 billion tax increase. He wants to cut taxes for the middle class. Doesn't America deserve more from its president than misleading negative ads?
Bush campaign officials admit the $900 billion tax increase is their own projection of what they say Kerry's proposed health care plan would cost taxpayers over the next decade. At a rally last Saturday in San Antonio, Kerry seemed, in retrospect, to be anticipating the new Bush ad.
George Bush knows, and Dick Cheney know, that I'm not going to raise taxes on America. I'm just going to roll back George Bush's unaffordable, unfair tax cut for the wealthiest Americans so we can invest in health care and education.
Kerry's aides say they'll provide details soon about how such social spending investments will be paid for. The Bush ad also attacks Kerry on another front.
On the war on terror, weaken the Patriot Act used to arrest terrorists and protect America.
There's no rebuttal to that charge in Kerry's new ad, but in Hollywood, Florida on Monday, he had this to say about the law which he voted for after the September 11th attacks.
In the Patriot Act, there are some sections where if you don't have a sensitive attorney general, you have the ability for abuse to take place, which we've seen. We need to change that. I will not allow those sections to stand. On the, for instance, sneak and peek search, on the detention without lawyer.
The third charge the Bush 100 Days ad makes against Kerry is clearly about going to war with Iraq, though the ad never mentions the word Iraq.
And he wanted to delay defending America until the United Nations approved.
Again, there's no response in Kerry's new ad to this charge. But last Saturday in Houston, Kerry had this to say about Saddam Hussein.
I believe it was important to hold him accountable. But it was important to do it by building a legitimate international coalition, by honoring the UN process, and by truly, truly giving meaning to the words war as a last resort.
At that same Houston rally, Kerry sought to dispel an earlier veiled charge made by the president, implying that Kerry would have the U.S. seek permission from others before going to war.
I will protect the security of this country. I will never cede our security to any nation or any institution.
Though Kerry's recent campaign speeches may seem at odds with much of what's in the new Bush-Cheney ads, that may well be lost on most voters unless he continues to match the president's ads with his own. Those ads are clearly putting Kerry's campaign on the defensive at a time when it barely has the money to stay on the air. But Democrats are also using the Bush ads as a fundraising tool. The Senate Democratic Election Campaign sent out emails today urging readers to, quote, watch the latest Bush ad. And the link it provides takes you to none other than the Bush-Cheney reelection website featuring the ads aimed at Kerry. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.